By the spring of 1941, British shipping losses had become so great that there was a grave question whether the island nation could hold out. In February and March of that year, the powerful new German battlecruisers Scharnhorst and Gneisenau broke out into the Atlantic and sank 22 British merchant ships. They then managed to get back to the French port of Brest. Early in May, the British Admiralty learned that the new German battleship, Bismarck, the most powerful warship afloat in the world, had completed her trials in the Baltic. Any day now, she might put out to sea to prey on British shipping. Many of Britain's battleships and aircraft carriers were not available for use against the Bismarck in the Atlantic. They were on duty in the Mediterranean trying to check Italy, which had a large navy of her own. They were also busy helping the British armies fighting the Germans in Greece and the Italians in North Africa. On the morning of May 20, 1941, the Germans launched the greatest airborne attack in the annals of warfare on the British positions in Crete. A large part of the British Mediterranean fleet rushed to the scene to help the army, which faced another defeat. There was gloom in London as news of the German airborne onslaught came in. But deeper gloom was to come from other